ہمارے مشکلات میں اضافہ ہو رہا ہے.
اسلام آباد ہیز واؤڈ ناٹ ٹو بی باؤنڈ بائی اینی ایکسپیکٹڈ یو ایس لیجسلیشن ریگارڈنگ اٹس نیچرل گیس ڈیل وتھ تہران. Prime Minister Yousaf Azza Gilani made it clear that Pakistan will follow international law and would not comply with the expected sanctions by the US Congress.
We do not need any sanction, any order from any power. We are independent country. We will do what we like. If UNO makes some sanction or it decides some against Iran, then we have to look, because we are part of the international community.
Where the interests of Pakistan are involved, the Prime Minister should be very unequivocal and clear that we will go ahead with Pakistan-Iran pipeline. This is what the people of Pakistan want. If a country is a good friend and they are giving it a certain amount of money, that should not be an excuse to hold the rest of Pakistan's economy hostage to the interests of a foreign power.
Despite US pressure and warning, Iran and Pakistan signed a 7.5 billion gas deal on June 13 this year to start supplying gas from mid-2014. Iran would export 21 million cubic meters of gas daily to Pakistan. There have been riots on Pakistani streets over severe energy shortage.
The United States has put energy at the top of its new priority list.
But surprisingly, so far, Washington's commitment to Pakistan's energy projects has not exceeded beyond $127 million.
The U.S. is being seen here as trying to deprive Islamabad of massive benefits of $7.5 billion gas pipeline deal Pakistan recently finalized with Iran. This gas pipeline project, which will account for over a quarter of country's overall energy requirement, has the potential to reduce oil import bill by over a $1 billion annually. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.